guys, and welcome back for another episode of the Social Hour podcast, a podcast for sewists by sewists. I'm your host, Ashley.
And I'm your host, Bethany. And this week, we are doing a monthly sewing recap.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't done that before.
No.
But we're just going to share some of the things that we've been sewing.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really talk about our own sewing a whole lot.
No.
We're starting to do more of that this year with our little change in what we're doing, but I think we should share what we're working on. I don't really ever talk about what I'm sewing for work, so I feel like that's something that I could share. I have quite a few things that I feel like I could share, but even mm-hmm. like other crafting stuff too.
You don't even share what you're sewing for work to me sometimes. I don't even know.
It's just a blur.
Yeah.
It's just a blur. It all starts to run together. But there's a lot of projects that I've done. Like, people are like, oh, have you ever, like, I don't know, sewn with rope before? I'm like, have I? I had a whole project in Better Homes and Garden. Let me send it to you. And they're like, you did? And I'm like, I really should share this stuff more.
Yeah. For sure.
It's a lot. But we have been very busy mm-hmm. sewing a lot of different things. So we thought we'd take some time to just recap some of the things that we've been sewing, and maybe it might spark some ideas of things that you might want to sew. And we're not going to do this every month. We may do this from time to time to kind of take a look back. I think I also forget some of the things that I've done. I know mm-hmm. I was saying last week, like, ugh, I feel like I never get to sew for myself, but then I just looked through my Instagram and was like, well, I did make that, and I made that, and I guess I did. So maybe there's something else that's making me feel like I'm missing out. I don't know.
Sewing amnesia.
You know, that's valid. That mm-hmm. is valid. So what have you been making, Ashley?
I've been working on my peplum top for DIY yep. Club Patterns. So we're getting close to testing. I'm going to be making another one today. Apparently, when you make patterns, you need to, like, sew a lot of them. Like, 8 to 10. So
really? Well, yeah. Yours has got a lot of parts.
Gotta make sure that it is perfect before you put it into testing. And then, so
more I'm tweets. Really close.
But I also have another pattern that I've been working on for myself that I don't really want to tell anybody about, but I'm super excited because I'm going to be releasing patterns in conjunction with Dibby Club and then Charmed by Ashley. Which obviously I have my own pattern company, but I'm going to be transitioning to garments over there as well.
Yes.
Which is super exciting.
I want to know about this other pattern. I don't think I even know.
I've mentioned it.
You did?
Yeah.
I'm having amnesia again.
It's a skirt. That's all I can say. Super cute, though.
But that's going to be through Charmed by Ashley?
It will be, yeah. I'll show it to you after.
I am drawing a blank.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Okay. It was in the group chat. It's fine. You didn't read my message.
I have not been a part of the group
chat. I posted photos and video. I get it.
Girl, I missed a lot in the month of October.
Actually, I think you were at convention.
I was blacked out the week of convention. I came back for a week and barely participated because I was playing catch up. And then I was out for a whole nother week with touring mm-hmm. the state of for colleges. So I have been so, and maybe that's what's making me feel like I'm so out of the loop.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, you're back and you're going
to
be taking a week
back in the swing of things.
Yeah.
And get prepared for the holidays. Well, besides your patterns, I mean, what else have you been sewing up?
Nothing, but I did just acquire 2 new dress forms, which I'm super excited about.
Yes.
I got a children's one, which, I don't know, for some reason I didn't know that that existed.
I didn't either.
When I saw it, I was like, I need it. I think they sell them at Joann's because it's by Dritz.
Yeah.
So then I can design patterns for children. Which I'm super excited about too.
Yes.
And then I got one. So I have the, like, I don't know what age or size range. I think it's like 0 to 10. And then now I have like 12 to 18. So that's really good.
Yeah.
There's one more above that that goes like 22. But I mean, if I ever come across it, but it's one of those things that like I got it off of Facebook Marketplace because these are so astronomically expensive.
Yeah,
I
they are.
Can't.
Yeah.
Can't justify can't. Spending $400 a dress form.
You got two from the same lady.
Yeah. And it was $150 for both.
That's
which
not
is
bad.
Peanuts. And they're beautifully like
they're in good condition.
Care of. Like yeah. She has a clean home. It was wonderful.
Those were good finds.
Oh my God.
Good finds.
Yeah. I'm staying connected with her because I'm like, if you ever, you know, call me first, I'll be there.
Yeah. She had like a whole business, right? And she's just kind of getting rid of some stuff. And she's like, if I have anything else I want to get rid of, I'll message you before I post it. And that's
I think
awesome.
She was a pattern designer for a company out in British Columbia. So
awesome.
I kind of want to message her and be like, hey.
Hey.
Take your brain.
Yeah, you should.
But I was told.
Girl, we just had a whole podcast.
I know.
And I'm literally like preaching to the choir with you. Like, hello.
She's like in her 70s and like she's, you know,
she probably doesn't have anyone else to pass this knowledge down to. So she would probably be flattered.
Probably. I friended her on Facebook. So,
okay. Step one.
And she loves garden. Like I was looking at her photos and she has like gardening photos and like starting seedlings. I'm like, what the heck?
Can you just adopt me?
Right? Like it's so like, oh gosh, the universe is telling me to. I still ask the universe to send me more signs just so that I can solidify. But that day I went to go pick up this dress form, because I'm trying to tell Bianca that if you ask for things, the universe will provide. And we went to pick up the small one and she said that she was waiting. Somebody was going to pick up the larger one. And she's like, but if they don't come, then you can have it. And so on the way home, I said, Bianca, let's just ask the universe so that I can have the second one. And Bianca's like, okay. I'm like, I don't want anything bad to happen to this woman. I just want her to just change your mind and not
want it. Or not respond.
Yeah. As soon as I got home, the woman messaged me and was like, it's yours. She never came. And I was like, wow. See? Ask and you shall receive.
If only it was that simple.
No, right?
I've been asking for $1 million for a long time.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I know.
You built a rapport with this lady. And she, you know, that's really what it's about. And she really connected with you and wanted you to have it. So, you know, you never know.
Maybe. I'll try. I'll see if I can build up the courage.
You should while the iron's hot. Don't let the more time passes,
I don't want
the harder
to you'll
be. Then you'll make excuses because it's the holidays. I think you should just message her and be like, I really appreciate it. I'm loving my dress forms. These are fantastic. You know, this is what I'm working on. You know, I don't know if you would ever consider chatting about it or anything. I would love to, you know, learn any information that you could possibly share, because this is kind of the avenue I'm going down.
Mm-hmm.
So like the avenue that you've been down, and you know, any knowledge you have to pass along, I'd be grateful for. I mean, just saying it like that, it's like, even if she's like, I probably can't share more than what you already know or whatever, but just having someone to have a conversation about that does like-minded things is valuable.
Mm-hmm. And I'm very comfortable with older people. I used to be a PSW and I used to work with elderly people. She's not elderly, but you know, it's just, sometimes it's kind of weird hanging out with somebody who's in a different age bracket.
Yeah.
But I'm super comfortable with that. So it wouldn't be weird at all. I feel like
you're like an old soul yourself.
Apparently.
I am.
I love talking to them because they're so full of wisdom and just life experience that it's nice.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree. What else? I know something that you made that you haven't mentioned. You probably forgot about it.
Yeah.
You made it with me.
Oh, the
nav pack.
Right, the mad pack. Yes, I use that on my doggy walks.
Yes, I use mine every single day. It has been a great bag. which is the Math Pack by Lynn's Handmade. I sent Ashley a little kit to make a flamingo one, and then I picked myself up a kit to make a sewing-themed one, and we sewed them up live together on TikTok last month, like in October. Mm-hmm. And it was October, right? Or was it? Yeah, it was October, because I took it to the retreat, to the convention with me.
Right.
It was a very quick last minute sew before my trip. And we made them together. It was super fun. I want to make more of them.
Yeah.
They're fantastic. It's just the right size to not have too much stuff.
Yeah, I went ahead and made a second one for Bianca out of some orange vinyl, and she loves it. She loves bragging about it and showing her friends and stuff. And right now, like, it's super trendy. The kids are all wearing these the Lululemons and stuff. So it's not the same as that, but it definitely gives you the same feel because it's a crossbody bag.
Yeah.
But
I know. I feel like they would be great, like, gifts for the holidays. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't take a ton of material to make them.
No.
They're small. Mm-hmm. So, ideas. But then I also made the Lynn's Handmade H2O To Go Sling.
Yes. Which
I used at convention every single day, because going from where my room was all the way, walking all the way to the convention area, and then I was all over that convention area. I think I walked, I don't know how many tens of thousands of steps we walked in a day. But there's never enough water stations, right? There's no, and then you find one and the cups are gone, you know, it's like stuff like that. And so I just brought my own water bottle on a trip, which I've never done before, but taking my big 40-ounce water bottle was a wonderful decision.
So it fit a 40-ounce.
I took my big old 40-ounce water bottle.
Wow.
I put it in my duffel bag on my carry-on, empty, because obviously I can't go through security with a full water bottle. Mm-hmm. I had my sling for it in the suitcase. So when I got there, I found one of those water filling stations for your tumbler. Like, they had one of those kind of fountains. And so I was able to fill it up every day on my way to the convention center, and then I could fill it up several times. So, I mean, it helped me stay hydrated. It helped me not get, like, swollen ankles, because I was staying hydrated, especially when I was, like, teaching classes and I would get so thirsty. So yeah, it was warm. It was Florida, so I needed to stay hydrated.
Yeah.
And but that definitely helped. And what was great about it is it's got that pocket on the front, so I could keep, like, my room key,
right,
my phone, my gum or whatever I
Your
had
phone
in there.
Fit in it?
In that front pocket it does.
Wow. See, that's it. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. So it's great. I didn't even have to take, like, my purse down there, you know? It was all in that little thing and kept my water bottle together. So it was a must have.
This is sure. Like, I love the H2O bag. It was a missed opportunity for me when that one was released. I remember because I released a water bottle crossbody one on my YouTube channel, and it was great. People, it kind of went a little bit viral. People loved it. And then I saw that one come out and I was like, ugh. I didn't have the skill level at the time to be able to put, like, a zipper in it. So I just made it, like, very standard, you know, it just had a strap and stuff, but I was like, darn it.
No,
I can make it now.
Well, and you know, the Lynn's Handmade one, you can make it without that zipper pocket on the front. Like, you can make it very basic if you want. That zipper pouch area is a little tricky to sew, so some people may not want to do all of that. So that's where yours can be great for that. So I don't know. Yeah. I feel like
there's still room to make another one.
Oh,
but I just can't seem to envision what that would look like, and so I just don't.
Can I say, like, okay, so I have this big 40-ounce tumbler.
Yeah.
This is not a Stanley. I do not own a Stanley. I cannot justify spending that kind of money on a Stanley.
But it has a handle like a Stanley, so
it's
similar.
This is a knockoff. It's from Hobby Lobby, and I think it cost me $12. Okay.
Nice.
But what I love about it is the handle right here doesn't attach to the side of the cup. So the bag, the H2O To Go Sling, it comes all the way up around the cup.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a Stanley and your handle attaches here, this cup won't fit in that bag. But because it doesn't attach here, the bag will go all the way around it, and the handle just kind of hangs out the side.
Right.
So a lot of, I have another one of these that's not from Hobby Lobby. It was a knockoff from Amazon, and its handle does attach to the side here. So I can't use that cup with the bag. And right. So people have asked me, like, how did you get your cup with the handle to fit in that bag? And I'm like, my handle doesn't attach to the side of the cup. So if there was a way, the reason I mentioned this, if there was a way to make it so that there was like a cutout for the handle and then it like maybe snapped at the top or something so that the handle could have a place to go out, but still support the cup. I feel like there might be.
There's room in the market for that kind of bag for sure.
For sure. Because a lot of people have the cups with the handles and then they can't use the slings. If you have a, like one of those, what do they call those water bottles that don't have any handles? They have like a screw cap with like a thing at the top.
Like a hydro flask?
Hydro flask. Like those fit perfect in the H2O sling. Yeah. The ones with the handles don't.
Yes.
But because this handle doesn't attach to the cup, it worked.
Okay.
Now it did kind of pull down on the side of the sling here a little bit, but not much. And it was just on one side, so it's fine. But I got to have my big cup and I got to have a handle because the sucker's heavy.
Yeah.
And I have to have a straw.
Because I have a Yeti, and I don't know if Yeti came out with a handle one.
They have handles like this that can slide onto the Yeti cup and come off.
Oh, do they?
They do.
This one, I just find it's so big for my hand that I'm at risk of dropping it.
But that would fit in the sling.
Yeah.
As is. Because it doesn't have a handle.
This is a beast of a cup.
Yeah. Is that a 40-ounce or 30-ounce?
I don't know. It's the biggest one they got.
I don't know if they came out with bigger ones.
Oh, maybe they, I don't know. This one's
really tall.
Yeah.
So it's slimmer, but it's 40. It's ridiculous. But I go through that a couple times a day.
How much is 40 ounces in water bottles?
Well, water bottles are usually 8 ounces, right?
Oh.
Or six. No, water bottles are usually 16 ounces.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So it's like more than, it's like 2.5 bottles of water in there.
And I'd probably drink 2 of these a day.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud of myself for that. And having the ability to take my water bottle with me.
I don't have a Stanley though. I need to go get a Stanley then so I can make that pattern.
No, get it like a knockoff off Amazon that's cheaper. You do not need to spend $50 on a cup.
Well, yeah. Like, yeah, exactly. Something Sorry. That is exactly.
I mean, I know there's a lot of people that love their Stanleys and they're pretty, but I think they were kind of like the fad, like Yetis were.
Yeah. And, I remember this other one that I bought my niece, I forget what it's called, but it was like the metal ones with the lid on top. They were really trendy.
The Hydro Flask that we just
talked about? It was different. It's like more sleek and it had like different prints on it. I don't remember. But anyway. It was like $60.
Oh my God.
All the girls were using it. And I'm like,
you know,
Swell bottles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Remember those?
Yep. I sure do. Well, what else have I made? Let's see here. You know, I quilted that wall hanging for Halloween with the garden witches.
Yeah.
I did that at my sewing club in October. I quilted it. I love doing wall hangings that are like panels, the panel wall hangings. Those are so fun because they're quick and easy, but they're impressive looking. Mm-hmm. And they're such a fun way to like do some quilting without actually having to do all the piecing and cutting, which is not my favorite part.
I need to get one next time I go like to Hobby Lobby or something or Joann's.
Yes, for sure. Let's see here. What else have I? I'm looking through my Instagram because that's usually how I remember what I've done. Yeah. I mean, obviously we talked about my challenge project that I did for convention and I've shared that. My green ball gown, kind of flowy formal dress that I made for convention for opening ceremony. I still have to post that on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I just haven't had a chance to. You know what I did though? Non-sewing, but I think it's still relative. I taught myself how to crochet. And I've been sharing a little bit of that, but I did some crocheting because I was traveling. So that's like the best time to like get your creative outlet when you're not home. Mm-hmm. And so I crocheted a dragon the week of convention, one of the Woobble dragons. Mm-hmm. So freaking cute. And then when I was traveling around for college tours, I crocheted a llama. I still have to put his feet on, but they're made. I just need to finish that. But he's really cute, and it's another Woobble. And then
I post your photos, like all the Woobles you've made.
I think I've made 6 so far.
Wow, that's cute.
6 or 7.
You need to make a photo shoot of each one, and then
I know, right? Put it in. I have so many more to make too. And then I did that wall hanging, the fall wall hanging that I crocheted. That was the first time I ever made like a wall hanging. And if you weren't around for that one, or you don't follow me on Instagram, mm-hmm. I started that one. It was a pattern of, you know, it was my first time doing something kind of outside of the Woobles that was wall hanging, like a flat piece. And I was following a pattern. The stitches I learned, it was the reading the pattern. I read it left to right, but apparently I was supposed to read it backwards so that my letters weren't backwards. And I read it the wrong way. So I literally crocheted the entire first letter of the word fall. And I look at it. It took me making the entire first letter to realize it backwards. And I crocheted the whole thing and I laid it out. I'm like, oh, it's coming along. It's looking just like the pattern. And then I'm like, dang it. Are you kidding me? And the whole letter was backwards. It was truly one of these moments of hell is for a loser. And I posted about it because I was like, oh, I had to undo the whole thing.
And we've all been there, and we've all done that, because you're just, you know, when you say a word so many times that it loses meaning, it's like you look at it so long that you don't even like, it doesn't even register that it's backwards. Because you're like, why would I do this backwards? Of course I'm doing it the right way.
And the pattern was a picture, right? Yeah. Of the word fall spelled backwards, because you're going to stitch it backwards. So when the because it's bubble stitches. So that when they come out the other side, it's
right.
Correct.
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like if they had just done it the other way and had people read left to right like they normally do, then the pattern would have been easier for people to follow. But nobody asked me. It shouldn't have been done that way. It's fine. I made it. It turned out super cute. And I have more to do for Christmas that I want to make. But I was really pleased with it. And then it taught me, what is it called when you do the steam?
Yeah, when you like did the the stretching. Yeah, the blocking.
Blocking. It taught me how to do blocking. I found a YouTube video to learn how to do that and different methods. And that turned out great. My Alizo iron is like a steam engine. So that sucker steamed it really well. And I let it sit. And I used some of that Miss Ellen's or Mary Ellen's Best Press spray that I use for my jelly roll rugs. I sprayed that on it and then steamed it and let it sit. And I steamed it and pinned it into my felt mats from Alizo. Those were perfect for that.
Perfect, so, yeah.
It was great. I had a good experience with it, and I did a little dowel rod. It's hanging on the wall. It turned out super cute. Is it perfect? Yeah. No. But for my first one, I'm proud of it, and you better believe it's hanging on my living room wall, and it will be up next year as well.
You have to do the blocking, because if not, then it'll curl.
It curled.
Right?
It curled really bad because it's long and narrow, and it curled.
Yeah, so even starch, I mean, I don't, is there starch in that Best Press stuff?
Yeah.
See, that's perfect.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing a lot more crochet, which I have found to be extremely enjoyable. It allows me to be present with my family in the evenings instead of staying isolated in my sewing room.
Instead of on the phone too, right? Sometimes
But I'm actually like still, I have to do something. I can't just sit still.
Yeah.
My ADHD will not allow that. I have to have something to do. So I did that.
Well, finally you have joined the club. Me and Diana crochet. I don't crochet as often as Diana does. She does a lot. but if I want to.
She is. She sits on the couch with her family and they watch football on Sunday afternoons and she crochets. So
yeah, it's perfect.
The sweater that she's working on is a sweater pattern that I got and I showed it to her. She's like, I want to make that.
Yeah.
So I sent it to her and she's literally going to have it made before I've even started it. Which is impressive.
It looks really good.
It does. I really want to make one. But I just, you know, I really like the Woobles because sometimes I only have a little bit of time and I want to be able to finish something.
Yeah, you want some
wings. They're very quick. But that's what's taught me how to crochet is those Wooble kits. So if you don't know what the Woobles are, they're like little crochet kits where you can make stuffies. They're like, I don't know the fancy word for it. It starts with an A.
Yeah, they're like origami
or something. I don't know.
I can't say it.
But they're
just, spell it.
Yeah, they're stuffed like crocheted animals, and their kits are wonderful because their yarn is more like shoelace, you know, like material. So it's easier to learn with because you can see all the stitches really easily, and than you can with like a fuzzy yarn. And so it teaches you different stitches and different methods. And there's beginner ones, which I recommend starting with if you've never crocheted before, but their video tutorials are fantastic. And by the way, this is not sponsored. I am just a huge fan of these. They're not cheap, but you get everything you need to make one start to finish plus tutorials. So for me, they were worth the investment because I was serious about wanting to learn. And then once I learned, I was like, I can try other patterns. And then I made the wall hanging and I've made a stuffed animal dog that wasn't a Wooble. And I'm working on another stuffed animal dog for my brother that was off a pattern off Etsy. And now I'm venturing down into the sweaters and garments. I'm like, this is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
It really doesn't take long, but if you set yourself up learning through the Woobles.
Yeah.
I think the only stitch I've had to learn outside of their tutorials was the bubble stitch. And that was because I did it on the fall wall hanging before I did the llama, which had the bubble stitch. So when I did the llama, I was like, I already know how to do the bubble stitch. So it's interesting how no matter what you're crocheting, a flat wall hanging, a sweater or a stuffed animal, they all use very similar stitches and methods. So once you kind of learn the lingo, right?
That's the hard part. Yes. Learning all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's been fun for me. I've really enjoyed that. I signed up for a pattern test, so I am working on that and I'll be finishing sewing that up. It's a sweater. It's a color block sweater. So it's for petite stitchery. So I'm really excited about it. It's super cute.
It is.
I love super a good cute. Sweater. Yeah. So there's that. I mean, I guess I have done quite a bit of sewing. And that's just my sewing. There was stuff I've done for work too. I didn't haven't even talked about. Let me go.
Yeah, I really haven't been doing a ton of sewing. It's just been like working on my patterns and just, you know, I don't know, podcast stuff and working on designing in Illustrator, which is a lot of work.
It is a lot of computer work, which is hard for me because after I do that for work, I'm like, I don't want to do it. Well, you know, in September for Singer, I do a project of the month every month for singer.com. So September's was that cushion, the stadium cushion with the for the blanket, quilted blanket. And that was really fun and cute. And I took it to my high school and filmed a video for it and photos. What did I do for October? What was my October?
I remember Bethany sent us the off takes when she was at the stadium and you could hear her mom talking. It was cute.
Yeah.
My mom was there to help. And you brought the sewing machine to the football yard.
Oh, I put it on the field and took pictures of it. And I had that football. That football was my football that I had that I brought. And they were out there preparing the football field for a football game like that Friday.
Amazing.
And so they were restriping it. So I had to be careful where I stepped.
Oh.
But no, I'm trying to remember what I did for
October?
Oh, I know what the October project of the month was, and this is why I didn't remember it. I didn't sew it up. We did a Ditto project.
Oh, right.
And we did the costume. So we took Amanda as our Ditto educator, and we took a leggings pattern and turned it into mermaid leggings with the tulle at the bottom to look like the tail. And then we added, I taught her how to do the applique seashells for the top. And so that was our tutorial. So we kind of collaborated on it and did it together. And then I edited all the footage. But that I didn't physically sew it. She sewed it and videotaped it, and then I edited and wrote the tutorial. So anyway, so that was what our project. We featured the Ditto and did a Ditto project, which was super fun. And then for November, it just released recently. Well, for our November project, I did the embroidery on cards.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was doing the, we just had a new embroidery machine release through Singer called the SE9180, which is our first Singer embroidery machine to be Wi-Fi enabled and have our MySewNet software embedded right into the machine. So I can access my software and my design and the full library of designs right there on the machine. So it's awesome. But I did for our first embroidery project, I did, embroidery on cardstock, where you can make them as place cards for your Thanksgiving table or your holiday table. And then you could write little notes to the person who's sitting at that seat, you know, why you're thankful for them or why you're, you know, grateful for them during the holidays or, you know, those kind of sweet things. So I did that. We sewed material onto the cards and then we embroidered onto them, and it was really cute. So that was my November project. And then December is going to be a embroidered ornament, embroidered on felt. So that's what that one's going to be. So you'll be seeing that soon, if not already. They post it towards the beginning of the month. So that's fun. And then I do Zoom classes, those free Zoom classes for Michael's Craft Stores through Singer every month. We kind of alternate between doing like project ones and demonstrations. So October we did mostly demonstrations. Like I introduced a demo of the new SE9180 embroidery machine for Singer to the Michaels class. And then Amanda did a demonstration on the Ditto later in the month of October. So we did two demonstration classes in October. And September was National Sewing Month. So we did a whole recap of the 2.5 years of projects I've been doing with the Michaels group, which was fun to reminisce and go back. I didn't realize how many projects I've been making. November is, it's a project I did for Singer a couple years ago. It's a beginner quilting, quilted wall hanging, where we do all the piecing and the quilting and the quilt sandwich and the binding and all of it. And so that's November's class, and December's is a embroidered ornament as well, but it's different than the one that I'm doing for Singer. So we're doing a lot of embroidery now that we have this new machine. It's a big focus. It's a great machine. So I'm getting to do some different stuff, which is fun. Embroidery is fun.
It is. I'm so wanting to get one.
So that's all the other things I've been doing in a nutshell, a short nutshell. I'm sure there's some other things I've done project-wise for work that I'm not recalling right now, but.
I know. I hope that our listeners go over and check out Bethany when she does those classes and stuff, because then you can have one-on-one and you can talk to her. You can, you know, conversate. You chat with me.
I read the chat. I answer your questions. Like, we got an hour together and it's free. You just have to sign up through Michael's website. So usually when I do them, I try to post like the day before on my stories with a link so you can go sign up. And I try to remind people. I'm not always the best at that, but I try to. And then all of my other projects that I do for Singer, like our monthly projects, those live on Singer's website, so singer.com. And then there's a video tutorial for them on Singer's YouTube channel as well. So you can see those. And the written versions on our website with pictures and everything. So it kind of lives everywhere, but the Michael Zooms are posted to Michael's YouTube channel. So if you can't, I've had a lot of people say, I can't tune in live because it's like I'm working or whatever. And I totally get that. It's during my lunch hour. So I totally get it. But it is recorded and you can watch the playback on Michael's YouTube channel.
Nice.
So you can always go watch them back. There's well, 2.5 years of me doing those over there on their, and some months we
see
do,
how she's changed.
Oh gosh. My production has improved.
Yeah.
Studio production has improved. So, well, okay. So we've talked about the things we've been working on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or that we've made.
Have you been shopping lately?
Don't judge me. Don't even judge me. I have bags of material that I bought right before my PTO for the college tours, thinking that I would be able to make a coat that week at some point. And all that fabric's still sitting in the bags from when I brought it in from the car.
Oh, yeah. Goodness.
So I don't know. I just.
I haven't been to my fabric store is quite expensive. I haven't been there in a while. I usually order online. I haven't been to Joann's or Hobby Lobby in a hot minute.
And you need to go because
probably
Hobby Lobby is having huge sales on like their winter fabrics. 50% off or more, even clearance. So
usually I like to go before Christmas and like just be around all the Christmas decorations and stuff.
Get you in the spirit finally to decorate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm actually going to Hobby Lobby today. I go like once a week.
Is it is it sale for fabric this week?
You know, I love that people ask me this because they know that I know.
Yeah.
But there's this fun thing called the Hobby Lobby app. And at the top right here, it says weekly ad. And you just scroll through and see everything that's on sale. And it looks like all fabric is 40% off this week.
Yeah. See, and I think that it
now, works. When you're listening to this podcast, it may not be 40% off the week that we're talking. We do record these in advance. So please double check and don't take my word for that on the week that this airs. You got a 50-50 chance that it is. It's every other week, y'all.
Yeah. I have
to
go.
And now that I've gotten into crocheting, the weeks that it's not on sale, the fabric's not on sale, yarn's on sale for 30% off. So
how convenient.
There's always a reason to go.
But see, I will never go 2 weeks in a row because it's just a lot. So it kind of sucks.
They literally know me by name. They know Biscuit.
The border guards are so, like, it hurts my feelings
to go across the border.
But, like,
that process.
You can't help but feel like just the worst person ever, and that you're
got
like
a bag full of,
like your trunk's full of like ammunition, and just like, you know what I mean? Like, you just feel like, what am I, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like a criminal every time I go over, and I get it, but it's just like psychologically.
I'm the most innocent mom in this little minivan or the SUV here, and I have nothing but fabric in my trunk, but I feel like they're gonna like send me to jail.
Right? Like, don't slip up. They'll strip search you.
Say the wrong thing.
Yep. Nope. Mm-mm.
That's too funny. So it's I've just never like physically crossed a border, so I don't know.
Yeah, you need to drive, like,
but
driving
the
over.
Is worth it.
Yeah, it is for sure.
It's worth it.
I need to go over for longer.
If you go with a friend, you need to get Erin, and y'all need to go together and make a girl's day, and then it's not so scary when you have someone with you.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
And when you're like, as a Canadian, for some reason there's this like stigma that like what's over the border is scary. So when you come over, you just feel like a fish out of water. You feel like you're not at home.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's, I mean, I should be used to it by now, but I think that like my boomer parents like made me.
Yeah.
A little nervous about leaving. I don't go anywhere. Like, I've only been to the Dominican Republic, and that's it. So, yeah.
Yeah, I promise we don't bite. We're nice people, us Americans, and you should come over and get some material.
I know, and I'm just going to, like, fabric stores.
You're not even going that far.
Nothing happens. It takes me 20 minutes to get there if the border is like, if there's nothing going on the border.
You drove further to get those dress forms than it does for you to cross into the America and get fabric. That's true.
Yeah. 100% truth right there. Yeah.
I'll call you out.
Isn't that funny?
It is weird. It's so funny. And then it's like an imaginary line. Like, it's not like,
yep. It's like there wasn't a border when I was a kid. It wasn't a border when I was a kid. You just would go over. And yeah, we weren't allowed to, we had to claim the stuff when we came over, but like when my parents were young, like they would just walk over. Like, it was just nothing at all. And then at some point, you know, they started doing passports and stuff, but
yeah.
Now it's just, it's scary, but we have a very trafficked port of entry for things that are bad, so
yeah,
I get it.
High traffic, high volume. Lots of
stuff comes into Niagara Falls,
yeah
and then it goes straight to Toronto.
Trunk loads full of fabric.
Yeah, exactly.
Such contraband.
Then they look at me like, how did you spend $150 on fabric? And you're like, I could have spent more.
I could have spent a lot more.
But I didn't want to pay taxes.
Didn't want to pay fees. Well, yeah. I will say I do like to support like small fabric shops and all of that mm-hmm. too. Mm-hmm. But sometimes like when you and I are testing so many patterns and doing so many samples, to be able to go and get fabric on sale at these prices, it's just how we afford to be able to do all these tests to be able to make them this many times, you know, that's why you're going to Goodwill and getting bed sheets to make test sews of your peplum, because you can't make it out of nice fabric every single time. You'll be broke.
Yes, for sure. So the fabric that I want to make it out of is $20 a meter. So I'm going to be very certain that it is good before I cut into that fabric.
Like, that's your final make of it, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I'm going to wait till, like, the very last.
So that's what you're working on right now, is finishing up your peplum and getting that out the door into the world, which we're so excited to see. I have a skirt that I'm working on that I'm trying to get out the door and in time for the holidays, because it's like the perfect skirt for holidays and New Year's. And I think it's so, so cute. If you have like a holiday party, so stinking cute. So I'm trying to get that one done. I too have the fabric I want to make it out of when it's done. I already have
that. Do you?
I've had it. I need to like figure out what I'm going to test sew it with. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's two layers. So it's like,
yeah, you kind of need similar fabrics, but you also don't want to use the nice stuff.
It's hard.
Yeah, this is why I go to thrift store.
My thrift stores don't have this kind of good stuff.
I know.
But anyway, so that's what I'm working on. And I would
make it in a shorter length the first time, just to make sure you get the fit around the waist. And then, okay, then we'll go and make it longer, because it's just...
Yeah, that's a good idea. So what's something that you want to sew before the end of the year that you haven't started yet that you really want to make for yourself? You always make for other people.
Well, what's I think I want to wear that at the holidays for sure, because it's definitely a nice... But I don't have any plans in my mind. Like, I have nothing that I'm like, I need to make that.
There's nothing that you need in your closet that you're like, I really could use a nice this or whatever, like a sweater, a jacket, nothing.
No, I need everything. So.
Well, I'm going to challenge you then to like make one thing, even if it's just a simple sweater mm-hmm. for yourself before the end of the year.
Oh, I made that one top actually. That was for myself. What was it? What was the... Do you remember? You know, that had the ruching on the bus.
Oh, that was a Ellie and Mac top.
Yes.
But I don't remember the name of it. But it's got like the gathered.
Keisha? Lakeisha, I think it was.
I mean, I can look it up real quick, but I don't remember.
I did make that top, yes, and I wore it out today.
I forgot you made that.
Yeah,
I know. That was really cute.
Yeah, the Lakeisha Cottage crop top peplum dress pattern. It's also a dress pattern.
Yes.
Which is super cute. But I just made it in a sort of, like, it kind of looks like a bodycon, you know, or it's like very close. And then you could wear like your high-waisted jeans over top of it. And it's super cute.
Super cute.
Yeah.
Super cute.
But
I want to make a coat. I want to make several coats.
What kind of coat? Like, I know that you had that pattern for, like, what was it? Like a trench? Like,
I'm literally looking, it's sitting up there. I pieced that sucker together.
Yes.
The pattern, and I cut it out and I have the fabric and I kind of panicked.
Yes, you have that beautiful lining too.
And it's faux camel. It is beautiful material that I got for a steal. And I bought all of it. I'm like 8 yards of it. But wow. It's a long trench coat. And I want to make it. I have quilts that my aunt gave me that I want to turn into quilted coats.
Mm.
I have puffy material, like quilted puffy fat material that I got from Joann's.
Mm-hmm.
To make like a puffy jacket.
Oh.
I have two of those. I bought more coat fabric at Joann's a couple weeks ago.
Like a coating? Like the
yes. Thick,
like, yeah.
Yes, like thick, puffy. I
don't think you showed me that. You're hiding stuff from me. She's just buying stuff and then putting it under her table, not telling anyone.
It's under here. It's under here right now. I'm looking at two of them. I got two. It's so puffy and big that Joann's didn't have a bag big enough to put it in. So it's in a clear trash bag.
Wow.
And it's still in the bag with the receipt. I can see the receipt right there. It's still in the bag. It's just
what it is.
It's, do you like, want me to get it out?
Well, if you can take a corner.
Yeah, no, I'll take a picture and we'll post it. It's like it's stuffed back in there.
Interesting.
And then I have those two bags from Joann's that I got recently. They're all in my sewing room, still in the bags from 2 weeks ago. And it's all coating fabric. It's all stuff I want to make coats and jackets with.
Okay.
I have so much of that material and haven't done a one. I've been collecting. I have bolts of Sherpa.
Yeah, and I think you gave me one, too.
I gave you a whole bolt of Sherpa. Oh
my gosh. That's so funny.
And even since then, I've bought more. The first step is admitting you have a problem. It's not a problem yet, right, Biscuit?
Yeah, you gave me the camo one, and I would love to make Jack something, because he is literally... He's in full camo all the time.
The Dibby Club like hooded sweat like blanket. Mm-hmm. You should make him that, because then he could like lounge in it and wear. That would be perfect with that. So that's would the true. Leopard print that I gave you as well.
That one went to Nicole.
Oh, did she take that one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what she should make with it.
Yeah. No.
I wasn't sure who ended up with what. You guys.
Yeah.
Took it all.
But Jack literally has like a camo hat, a camo jacket, camo backpack. Like, half the time I can't even see him.
He's just vanished. He's invisible.
And we always make that joke. Like, where'd Jack go?
That's hilarious. Well, yeah. I mean, I feel like now that we've taken a second to look back at what we've made quite a bit of stuff.
Apparently, yeah. There you go, right? That's you got to.
I don't ever count my work projects, but I really should, because it's it's a use of my creative brain, and it's a part of what I do.
And you use the things usually, right? Like you have them in your home.
Sometimes I usually keep my samples like in a bin because I have to reference them again in the future.
Mm-hmm.
For those who aren't watching, biscuits in our podcast today. I put her bed up on the desk next to me.
She's amazingly comfortable.
I know. She's just living her best life. Aren't you? I need to make her a little sweater or something. One of my biggest problems, Ashley, is I buy fabric and I buy patterns.
But?
And that's kind of where
the buck stops.
That's where it stops. I have so many patterns. I bought a crochet pattern to crochet hers a dress.
Aww. That's so cute.
I'm like, why did I am not at that level yet, but I saw it and I bought it. I'm just one of those that, like, I am the worst at impulse buys.
They made the impulse buy section for people like you.
Oh,
they're like, that's me coming.
Click ads.
Yeah.
I am 1000% the person that they target with click ads.
It's good for me because I get all your ads, but majority of the companies can't even send to Canada. So then I just don't bother even looking at any ad because I just assume that it's not for me, you know?
See, if I lived in Canada and that was my situation, I'd be moving out of there so fast.
It's good. It's good they have more money. So it's
Yeah, that's for sure. I think I have time. I have time. And while I do, I will say I have prioritized resting.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the time in my head that I think I have, I end up spending resting because my body's telling me I need to rest. I need to spend time with my kid. He's about to leave me. So yeah, then I'm like, okay, well, I had the time, but I spent it well resting or with my family. So it's okay. But it's hard sometimes. I want to do it all. Maybe we should just stop doing this podcast so I can make time to sew.
Anyways, next topic.
I would never. I have my priorities straight.
I think Bethany has fallen and hit her head, or she's having a stroke.
I am having sewing withdrawals so much that I just need to go sew a coat. I just need to go do it.
Yes, you do. And you know, this podcast helps to inspire and make her do things because of this podcast, she had a dress to wear to her convention dinner.
Peer pressure is real.
It is. It really is.
So what are we going to peer pressure me into doing? I actually do it. I need
accountability. Well, I mean, I've been waiting for that freaking faux camel to be cut into. Like, come on, man. This is ridiculous. I'm about ready to go down there and make it myself.
Okay, come on. Come on. Biscuit said yes. Come on. Is she coming, Biscuit? That's as much as she's going to move today.
She's like, don't make me get up.
Yeah. She lifted her head when I said, come on, let's go. Is Ashley coming?
Probably not.
She's like, I'm not getting my hopes up.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, like, I need.
I mean, I would love to see a puffy coat. I mean, if you're going to, I've never attempted that before. That would be so cool and interesting to see.
The fabric is super cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, two.
I would
one
do that.
Is like, one is an olive green.
Mm-hmm.
And one is, it's got the print of a quilt on it. The printed puffy material.
Do you have zippers?
Oh, that's tomorrow's problem.
I just purchased a bunch of coat jacket zippers. And that's the thing is that it was actually kind of like, I kind of bought like 20 inch, 22 inch, 24 inch. Cause I don't know. Like,
those are things that I can just like get pretty quickly and easily. So I just wait till I know what I need and I'll go get, because I have a lot of like zipper tapes and things like that for bags and what pouches and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, but you really need the ones garment that open.
Zippers, I do have invisible zippers in different sizes. Yeah. But I don't really have like the end-to-end open.
Yeah.
Or
the ones that open from the bottom too. I like the two-way.
Yeah. That's what I mean. The two-way. I don't have, I may have one and don't ask me where it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I have this coat. I need to replace the zipper. So I purchased the zipper to replace it, which is going to be like probably the worst decision of my life to be able to replace the zipper. But this zipper doesn't have two-way, and I'm going to make it have two-way because it is a longer coat. And I feel like a longer coat, there's more pressure when you like sit down, it rips on the zipper. Like, hello. So we're going to fix that problem. I don't know why a coat company would make a longer coat without a two-way zipper.
Do you just step into the coat?
No. It has an open-ended zipper.
Oh.
Yeah. So you have to put it in the thing, right? Obviously.
Yeah.
But that, there's so much pressure on that. It actually ended up busting a tooth off at the bottom of the zipper.
Oops.
Like, if a tooth came off at the top, okay. But I can't get the zipper up more than 2 inches. So that's the end of that. Yeah.
Yeah. That sucks. So
I'm going to have to take apart a store-bought coat. And it's going to be interesting.
This puffy, the green puffy that I got, it kind of reminds me of like a sleeping bag.
Oh, that's nice. So wait, do you line something like that?
I think it's already lined. I need to look at it. It's kind of lined. Hold on.
Hmm. Oh, that's cute.
This is like, approves.
I don't know what shape that is, but it looks.
It's like a like swirl, but when you do them opposite, it looks bubbles.
Yeah.
But it is. Hold on, let me get to the edge. It's got like a lining on this side. I mean, you could put another lining, but it's sealed, and then there's like batting in between. So like, it is legit like quilted.
What does that lining feel like?
It's smooth. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you wouldn't necessarily need.
You probably wouldn't, but I probably wouldn't because I'm cold.
I probably will.
Yeah.
At least for the bodice. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
You can put your band in too.
I would sweat. It doesn't get that cold here. Remember? I'm in the south.
Yeah.
The other one I got.
I would put your band in. Oh, it'd be so nice.
This one has a better lining.
Oh, that's so pretty.
This one's got a solid smooth lining. Like, it's real soft. And it's got the batting in between. It's real soft.
Cute. Oh, that's so cute. Now, are you making a short coat, like a bomber, or like a longer one?
I don't know.
Do you have the pattern?
No.
Ah, we're there.
That's where we're at with this, okay?
Envisions of the length? How many yards of each did you buy?
I think, hold on, let me look at the receipt. Hold, please. Four yards of each.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you can make a pretty substantial coat. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
How wide is it? Is it like extra wide because it's a coat? Or is it still like 42 inches?
You're asking a lot of questions. I can't.
I am. I'm just interested because I want to go shopping. Is this the stuff that my...
This wide. It's folded in half.
Okay.
I'd say it's wider. Wider than quilting cotton, but not much.
Okay.
It is, when I got it, it was on sale.
Of course.
They were 30% off.
Mm-hmm.
So for 8 yards of quilted, padded, whatever you call this material, they call it quilted outerwear material. For like puffy coats. For 8 yards, it was $105.
And you couldn't even buy a coat. Yeah, you couldn't even buy a coat. Yeah. And your zippers are so cheap over there, man.
Oh yeah, we got cheaper zippers.
It's like over here, like a coat zipper would be like easily $20.
But then I have, they were 30% off each. But then I also had a 20% off total purchase on top of that. Saved me another $26. So, you know, that's you stack those coupons at Joann's.
Mm-hmm. I know they're good with their coupons.
And sometimes you may find what you want in the store, but then they have a better sale if you just order it through their app online.
Oh,
so I have been in the store, picked out the material that I wanted because I got to touch and feel, right? And I'll order it for store pickup.
Really?
Yes, because I'll get a bigger discount that way. Wait. And it means I just have to come back the next day or later that afternoon and get it. And the stores are close to me, so it's not an inconvenience, and I'm probably going to want to be there anyways. But sometimes it's just, but I've gone up to them and been like, hey, I just placed this online order. Can you just go ahead? And they'll sometimes
if they're not busy.
Mm-hmm. They're not busy. You don't do that on a weekend, okay? Just don't do that. But yeah.
It's nice though, because then you can feel it too, and then you can get that little discount.
Extra.
You see, my only fabric store has an online shop, but they're not connected, but they have the same stuff. So it's Fabricland, and then there's Fabricville. So I can go to Fabricland and touch the stuff, and then I get it on sale on Fabricville. Can't pick it up in the store because they're not connected.
Yeah. That's hard.
Yeah.
But if you are coming across the border, you could do a store pickup if there are certain things that are cheaper through online sale versus in store sale. So just taking a few minutes to do a little research can save you a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So I do buy fabric often, I never pay full price.
Yeah. Unless it's like, you have no choice because you're like, specialty fabric, you need it or something. Like, that's the only time that I ever would. It's like, you know, what was it that padded mesh for my backpacks. It's like, I have no choice. So here I am.
Sometimes if it's like for a work project and it's not 40% off week at Hobby Lobby, I'll still have to go get stuff. But I mean, I expense it. So it doesn't really come out of my pocket. So in those situations, I sometimes have had to purchase fabric that isn't on sale, but it's like you said, a time crunch situation.
Exactly.
Most people are not sewing under a time crunch like we are sometimes. So
yeah,
but they're sewing for fun, you know, it's different. You can wait. They probably have more patience than I do. I do not. I am not a patient person. So yeah, I'm trying to, so maybe you guys can help me decide which patterns I should make with these coats.
Yeah. If you know any like good coat patterns,
there's been several that have come out recently. I know Alyssa Threads came out with like a quilted coat one, but I thought one of these might be really good for it because she's done like thicker material with it and it's a zip up one. I wanted a zip up one, but I also have like 3 quilts sitting up there that I'm looking at right now from my aunt.
You could use those two for that.
She gave me, and she goes, you can cut these up and make coats out of them. And I want to make one of them for her.
That'd be nice. Yeah.
I do want to make her one of them. I need to get them down and cut them out. Mm-hmm. That is a pattern that I do print out.
Yeah.
And fussy cut. It's so much easier than trying to do it with a projector because I got to make sure I can get all the pieces, right? Yeah, I want the sleeves to match. Yeah, I want the back to be centered. And there's thought that goes into how you cut that. Very strategically. So I usually move all like my coffee table out of my living room and I lay the quilt out on the floor and lay all the pieces on it and then ponder and think
what looks the best. If there's only you could get the pattern pieces were like clear so that you could really get.
Yeah.
Or that's if true. They're, can you see the print through the paper kind of?
These I think I could because they're darker material on these quilts. The one that I did for Brock's out of Brock's baby quilt, it's like baby blue and white. So no, I really couldn't. And I folded the pattern piece in half so I could see where the center mark is for the quilting design and lined up the halfway point and then folded it open and weighted it down. These I feel like I'll have an easier time cutting out, but but that's also because there's not sentimental value to these for me, like the baby quilt.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
That one was a little nerve-wracking. But once you cut them out, like, they're really easy to sew up.
Yes.
So.
Well, we'll be watching and waiting for that.
Hope you got some patience. You might be waiting a little while. I just still haven't done the coat from last year, so.
That's right.
I just need someone to come help me. If I honestly, people come over and sew with me, I'm so much more motivated.
Mm-hmm.
Truly. Well,
can you do at your sewing meetup?
I feel like some of this stuff, it's like, I feel like in a big group, it can be distracting and I don't want to make mistakes.
Right.
And I need to really pay attention to the tutorial.
Right.
So I kind of like mindless sewing for the club meetups.
Mm-hmm. It's like, I already know. I could probably do one of the quilted coats
because they're not hard. I would have it, I would cut it beforehand and bring it. And so I could do that. But these puffy ones.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I really like the color of this olive green.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, now that we have shared what we are sewing, have sewn, and what we want to sew, we want to hear what you want to sew or what you're working on. So please go to our YouTube channel, leave a comment, tell us what you're working on. Maybe you have a suggestion for a coat pattern that I'm not aware of.
Yeah.
I've not made a lot of coats before, so please keep in mind that like it needs to be like a very clear instructions.
Yeah.
If I spend this kind of money on fabric, I want it to be very clear instructions and I feel like I'm going to be able to successfully sew it. I can follow instructions. It doesn't matter how challenging it is. I can follow instructions. I feel like some patterns, especially coat patterns, they don't always have the clearest instructions. I think that's what's making me nervous about that big coat.
Yeah.
Sometimes I leave things to the imagination and I don't like that. when I'm doing something that big for the first time, I want a little more hand-holding. That's just me, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to have to figure it out. There's too much at stake. Too much at stake. But anyway, so that's what we would love to hear from you guys to know what you're working on.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some suggestions. Maybe something that Ashley should make for herself this before, you know, over the holidays.
Yeah, let me know. What you got?
I don't know.
Any ideas?
Just a sweater or something cozy.
I gotta do some inventory. I gotta look around because I sometimes forget what I have. And then it's like, oh, right. You know, I don't have everything on display, so I can't, it's all kind of like in places.
Tucked away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most of my fabric I can see at a glance for the most part.
Yeah, no.
So sucks. It helps me go, oh, that's what I want to make with that, you know, that kind of thing. So
yeah.
It helps. Anyways. This has been fun. I honestly didn't realize how much I've been sewing.
There you go.
Now sometimes you just need to take a moment to reflect.
Yeah.
We really need a sewing journal.
Mm-hmm. We do.
Well, on that note, guys, we hope you have a wonderful day. We hope you spend some time sewing. Please let us know what you've been making. Be sure to follow us over on YouTube. And until next week, happy sewing.
Bye.
Bye.